the second time in his presidency, Donald Trump has authorized a military strike against Syria in response to the Assad regime's apparent use of chemical weapons on its citizens 1 week ago. Last night, skies over the capital, Damascus, lit up as U.S., British, and French warplanes launched airstrikes against suspected chemical weapons research and storage facilities.
Genesis 11:6, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they all have one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do.
Russia is responding to the strikes, calling them lawless and irresponsible. They have warned that there will be consequences from what took place.
After World War I, the League of Nations was formed in 1920. It was an international organization formed with the aims of uniting certain countries together as one. It was slowly bridging the gap on how to bring order out of chaos. And World War I had a lot of casualties, but hey, at least it led to the League of Nations in 1920. That was followed up by World War II. On June 26, 1945, after World War II, the United Nations was born. And this was presented as a necessary tool so that all countries could come together as one. One country could come to the table and discuss a problem that they had with another country, and they could come together and people would vote and discuss universal law and ensure world peace via unity. It's been a slow process, folks. But there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun, the Bible tells us. And as we're headed towards a direction in this world where it could lead to a possible World War III scenario, not that it will, but it could, one has to ask, what is the goal with World War III? Could it be to finally unite the world as one? Only time will tell. Only time will tell. In moments like these, you have chaos all over. In America, for example, you have the left, which hates Trump. And then you have the right, which has defended Trump through anything he's done. But a lot of them are now upset too. So he has no backing now from some sides of the aisles. It's crazy. There's a reason why a lot of people voted for Trump, to avoid a war. Because he would say that he didn't want to have a war with Syria, but we're now at war with Syria. So something is going on. Something deeply spiritual is happening around this world. I mean, even Alex Jones was in tears last night when this happened.
Go back to the video. Go back to the article. God, God. But they can break anybody. Fox News has it live, MSNBC. Oh, and I'm going to try to cover some of this news, but I'm not being a drama queen here, but I was basically told by the Democratic Party, and it wasn't even done officially. They were just like, you know, stop supporting Trump. And it's the opposite of what my ex-wife says. She says, you know, oh, the system took the kids away from me. No, you got the kids back because of who I was part of the time. And then they sit there and they're like, you know, if you just turn against Trump, things will be better. But he was doing good, and that what makes it so bad. Oh, and that's what makes it so bad. If he'd have been a piece of crap from the beginning, it wouldn't be so bad. But we made so many sacrifices, and now he's being all over us. It makes me sick.
In moments like these, you have people that will take sides and say, well, just trust Russia. Russia's the bomb, right? They're everything. But I don't trust any of these world governments. And I'll tell you why. Because there's a bigger war than World War III. There's a bigger war than World War III. And it's the war that Satan has declared upon the children of God. Psalm 118:8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Right now you have people in Russia that don't want confrontation. You have people in Syria that don't want confrontation. You have people in Israel that don't want confrontation. You have people in America that don't want confrontation. And then you have the same in the same countries that want confrontation. And you see the same story happening within any world government all over the world. That people put their trust in men. That people put their trust in government. Only to be let down. Only to be put in a position where decisions are made which don't align with your ideology or belief. I repeat, there is a bigger war than a World War III happening. And in moments like this, it is better to put your trust in Jesus Christ, because there's something brewing on the horizon, man. And you can tell it, and you can feel it, and you can sense it, but you can't put your finger on it, but there's something coming. And just as every country, for example, Russia, people want to act like Russia is all innocent and so cute. Oh, Putin is amazing. Then move to Russia. You ain't going to move to Russia, though, because you know it's not true, right? But I digress on that. Didn't he threaten America with nuking Central Florida a couple of weeks ago? He surely did. So none of these countries are innocent. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't be spun by the narrative that either hates Trump a bunch or loves Trump a bunch, or it loves Putin or hates Putin. Loves China or hates China. Listen, all of that is a distraction. To take your distraction away from the real war for your soul. Proverbs 14:15. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Proverbs 26:25. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. If a World War III scenario breaks down, I pray for all of our leaders. I pray for Trump. I pray for him to make good decisions. He made a very good decision the other day when he blocked Backpage and Craigslist personals and all of that stuff. That's an amazing decision. It's going to help out a lot of people that do go to those websites for prostitution, lust, and many other things. So you got to pray for these people. You got to pray for conviction. You got to pray for the Holy Spirit to work in all of these leaders. But I don't take sides on any of these cases, because I know what their ultimate goal is going to be. And it's to unite the world as one. To rule over you as one. And to do so, not in a biblical way, in a demonic way. The scriptures tell you everything from beginning to end, folks. And in Revelation 13:17, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. There's a bigger war going on than World War III. And this war that they're fighting is for a lot of bigger things than you can think of. Do you think we're going to really care about a chemical attack in Syria? When America does worse than a chemical attack, we literally murder babies by the hundreds on a daily basis, and for free even, in abortion clinics? Do you think if we really cared about human abuse, we wouldn't go to Africa and feed some of the people over there? Do you think if we really, we only care when it's beneficial to our country? And the same goes for Russia, and the same goes for China, and the same goes for Israel, and the same goes for any of these countries. But what I'm telling you is that put not your trust in man or any of these world governments. Put it in Jesus. And I say the same to these countries. I pray for every nation, man. I pray for every leader. But I know what the end is going to happen. And you should know it too. The Bible tells you, for crying out loud. The Bible warns you that you will not be able to buy or sell, so if you have the mark. Yet you want to think that a party is going to save you? Yet you want to think that a country is going to save you? No. They won't. There's only one, and his name is Jesus. You see, because in Genesis 11:6, while Nimrod and the world united together as one, they were defeated. And in our time, if it occurs that this new world order pops up, or if this world utopia, this world peace, or an alien comes, a fallen angel, or so many scenarios that could happen, a little ET looking ugly monster comes up and says, I created you, and people are loving this stuff. Regardless of the scenario, the result is the same. Jesus wins. Therefore, since there is a bigger war than a World War III, don't waste any more brain juice. Don't waste even a second more of your life fighting the wrong war. Fight the real war against the enemy of our soul, Satan. Just as the United States develops plans on how to attack Russia, just as Russia is developing plans, and they even announced one to attack Central Florida, right? In a mocking way. If that's the capabilities that these earthly individuals have, with physical tools, physical bombs, physical smart bombs, physical drones, in the spiritual war, in the real war that matters to me and you, think of how Satan studies you. Think of, while you're watching YouTube videos, which is okay to have a healthy balance to watch this, watch that. Are you keeping watch on your family? Are you preparing them for the real war that's coming? Are you reading the Bible with your family? Are you praying with your daughter? Are you praying with your child? Just as these countries study each other to prepare plans of attack, Satan is studying you, your wife, your kid, your uncle, your daddy, your grandmammy, to attack. And if you lose your focus on the real war and you focus on this earthly war, when the nuclear bomb hits your home, not a physical one, a physical one, okay, if something happens, we die, we go to heaven. Okay, this is temporary, folks. Not that I want that to happen, but this is temporary. I'm talking about spiritual bombs. You know you go through them. Let's not be fake here, man. You go through these bombs. Some people go through sleep paralysis. Some people go through nightmares in their sleep. You go through these real bombs. You go through these situations in your home. Arguments pop up out of nowhere. Boom. That's a bomb. From the real war, the spiritual war, that you need to get ready for and fight. But that only begins when you put your focus back on Jesus. Because all of these countries that are fighting, there are spiritual entities having them do that. There are spiritual entities having them do that. And they have a purpose and they have a plan. And trust me, it's not about chemical weapons. It's a bigger one. And you know what I'm talking about. Let's pray. I've talked enough. I've rambled enough. And I'm losing my point here. Dear Heavenly Father, if there's someone watching this video today who, because they've lost their focus and is worrying so much about the physical world, which is a part of our reality, sure, but that they've lost track on praying, on fasting, on reading your word, on living a holy life before you, on following your commandments and your statutes. And we focus so much on taking sides, this guy versus that guy, that country versus this, come on, that we lose track of you. That we lose track of your power, that we lose track of the nightly battles that happen around our home that we don't see in the spiritual realm. May the Lord rebuke the devil, his demons, his fallen angels, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, and we love you. We love you. We love you. And we pray for Trump, and we pray for all these leaders, and we pray for these individuals. In Jesus' name. Convict their hearts that we may see them in the kingdom. In Jesus' name. I love you, family. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing the videos. Check out the channel. There are a lot more videos on there. And you can always download the videos for free on my website. I've had a lot of requests for DVDs as of the last week. There are no DVDs for sale. You just go to the website and you download the videos for free. Simple as that. May God bless you, your family. I love you very, very much. And I'm not talking to you as a person who hasn't made the same mistakes I make them all the time. Remember that. I'm coming to you in love of Jesus, just reminding you to keep your focus on what really matters. Keep your eyesight on Jesus Christ. Have an awesome week. God bless you.